Real Stories Online.
It's that time of the week, time for the best episode that we've got for you, jam-packed with our best ghost stories. EPP episode 72 is coming out this week, and here's a little sample of what you're going to hear in it. I'd like to tell you about the shadow person who's appeared to me a few times at random throughout my life. About 8 years ago, I had moved into my first apartment that was completely my own after a small string of roommates. It wasn't the greatest place, as the building was older and rather run down. The area wasn't the best either, but it was all my own, so I was excited. I'd been there for a while at this point, and at the time I got off at about 1:30 in the morning and usually got home somewhere between 2 and 3 in the morning, I got home from work one night and realized once I'd gotten up to my third floor apartment that I'd forgotten my phone in the car. Since I used it as my alarm clock, I needed to grab it before I headed to bed. So I ran back down to get it. The building I lived in was one of those where you entered the building first and then the apartments were lined up down along the hallways like you'd find in a hotel. We had a pair of old elevators that you could take up and down, but I always avoided them unless I was especially tired, as I have a mild paranoia about falling elevators. Due to this, I used the stairs to run down to my car, and the entire way going down, I felt like something was following close behind. It made me uncomfortable, so I decided to trust my instincts and decided I'd take the elevator back up just for tonight. Went out to the back entrance that cut through the laundry room, grabbed my phone, and headed back in the same way. I walked into the small atrium for the front entrance where the elevator sat and pushed the button. With luck, one was already on the first floor, and the doors popped open immediately. As I stepped inside the elevator and turned to push the button, I saw the figure of a man standing outside the glass door of the front entrance. As others have said, it looked darker than the rest of the night. There was a strange sort of static in the air. The moment I fully looked at the figure and registered it, the thing rushed towards me through the glass doors. Panic, I pushed the button on the elevator for my floor to get the doors to close as this thing came at me full speed. What happens next? Do the elevator doors make it closed with her alone inside, or does something else get through? Find out in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. You sign up to listen to it through our website at realghoststoriesonline.com. Click Become an EPP. Also in this week's EPP bonus episode, a neighborhood bully takes his own life, but now he's able to bully in a whole new way. Plus, a home can raise certain feelings when you enter it. But for one real estate company, the feelings are too much to bear. And finally, a man shares what he saw repeatedly as a child that can only be described as a shadow person that brings his own transportation. Those stories and more in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. When you sign up to be an EPP, you get access to all 72 of our bonus episodes. Access to our archived episodes that have fallen off iTunes because they've been around too long, including exclusive interviews about the Amityville Horror, The Conjuring, and more, and exclusive video content and our new video series, Seeing Ghosts, with some great episodes featuring some amazing full-body apparition pictures. You got to see this to believe it. It's amazing. Sign up on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com. Click Become an EPP. And thanks for supporting the show.